Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. We'll start with a story titled Government Shuts Down, Miss Layoffs Looming, No End in Sight, written in at the Associated Press in Washington. The federal government was thrown into a shutdown Wednesday with no easy end game in sight as Democrats held firm to demands to salvage health care subsidies that President Donald Trump and Republican in Congress have dismissed as something as possibly discussed later. The White House threatened mass layoffs of federal workers rather than simply the normal furloughs in a matter of days, seizing the chance to slash government. Blame was being cast on all sides. No new talks were scheduled after the president failed this week to secure a deal with congressional leaders. Let's be honest, if this thing drags on, warned Vice President J.D. Vance during a visit to the White House briefing room, we're going to have to lay people off. Roughly 750,000 federal workers were expected to be furloughed and some fired by Trump's Republican administration. Many offices will be shuttered, perhaps permanently, as the president promises to zero in on programs Democrats like. Trump's deportation agenda is likely to run full speed ahead, while education, environmental, and other services sputter. The economic fallout could ripple across the nation. Democrats believe their health care campaign is what House Leader Hakeem Jeffries called a moral issue, but cracks are emerging within the party. A Senate vote on the GOP plan to fund the government without the health supplies filled, but it drew some Democratic support. I certainly pray they will come to their senses, House Speaker Mike Johnson said, flanked by GOP leaders at the Capitol. This is the third time Trump has presided over a federal funding lapse and the first since his return to the White House this year. His record underscores the polarizing divide over budget priorities and a political climate that rewards hard-line positions rather than more traditional compromises. Plenty of blame, no exit strategy. The Democrats picked this fight, which was unusual for the party that prefers to keep government running, but their voters were eager to challenge the president's second-term agenda. Democrats are demanding funding the health care subsidies that are expiring for millions of people under the Affordable Care Act, causing the insurance premiums to spike nationwide. Republicans have encouraged Trump to steer clear of any talks. At the White House meeting, he gave the congressional leaders Trump 2028 caps. Afterward, the president posted a cartoonish fake video mocking the Democratic leadership that was widely viewed as unserious and racist. Trump's behavior has become more erratic and unhinged, Democratic leaders Jeffries and Senator Chuck Schumer said in a joint statement. Instead of negotiating a bipartisan agreement in good faith, he's obviously posting crazed deep fake videos. Asked about the depiction of Jeffries with a mustache and a sombrero, Vance dismissed it as funny. What neither side has devised is an easy off-ramp to prevent what could become a protracted closure. The ramifications are certain to be spread beyond the political arena, upending the lives of Americans who rely on the government for benefit payments, work contracts, and the many services being thrown into turmoil. Trump's Office of Management and Budget, headed by Russ Vought, directed agencies to execute plans not just for furloughs, which are typically during a federal funding lapse, but mass firings of federal workers. Vought told House Republican during a private conference call Wednesday of layoffs coming in the next couple of days, according to a person granted anonymity to discuss it. Fallout expected to ripple nationwide. An economic jolt could be felt in a matter of days. The government is expected Friday to produce its monthly jobs report, which may or may not be delivered. Wall Street veered toward losses before the opening bell Wednesday as the shutdown went into effect just after midnight, but stocks hit more record highs later in the day. Across the government, stop pages are getting underway. And there's a picture of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat, New York, gives a tour of the Capitol to a group of students from New York after their previously scheduled tour was canceled due to the government shutdown on Wednesday in Washington. And there's a sign announces that the U.S. Capitol Visitor Center is closed Wednesday on the first day of partial government shutdown in Washington. Next story is titled, Some Services Remain in Effect During Shutdown. And this is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. Just after midnight on Wednesday, the federal government shut down for the first time since 2018. In Vermilion County, the shutdown is impacting some services with the Veterans Affairs. According to the VA Press Secretary, Pete Kaporowski, the government shutdown is blamed on radical liberals within Congress. Radical liberals in Congress are trying to shut down the government to achieve their crazy fantasy of open borders, transgenders for everybody, and men competing in women's sports. Kaporowski added, if they succeed, they will stop critical veterans care and assistance programs. During the shutdown, Kaporowski said to expect certain VA programs to be closed. There will be no career counseling for veterans or any help with transition assistance program activities. Veterans will not be able to access the GI Bill hotline or the regional benefits office. There will also be no outreach to veterans with public affairs. All national cemeteries will not be placing permanent headstones, nor will they be maintaining the grounds at those burial spots. There will be no processing of applications for pre-need burials, nor will any new presidential memorial certificates be printed. While there are services that will not be available, there are ones that will be open and running. Officials said no part of veteran health care will be impacted, whether the care is through VA centers, outpatient clinics, or other vet centers. All VA benefits will continue to be given, including housing and education. Burials will continue to take place at national cemeteries, and the Board of Veterans Appeals will continue to make decisions on veterans cases. The crisis lines will also remain open. Democrat Robin Kelly, representative for the Illinois School Second District, released the following statement regarding the federal government shutdown. Republicans are in charge of the White House, the Senate, and the House, but they are nowhere to be seen to keep our government open. Democrats have repeatedly offered to negotiate in a bipartisan manner to keep the government open while lowering the cost of health care. President Trump and his congressional Republicans gutted Medicaid by nearly $1 trillion in this big, ugly law. And millions of more Americans will experience skyrocketing premiums due to their inaction. Health care is a right, not a privilege, by the wealthy few and well-connected. I will always choose to fight for health care over billionaires every time, Kelly said. Kelly went on to state that 15,000 people are expected to have health care costs increase. She said she said this would cause an increase of over $2,571 per year for a family of four earning around $64,000 a year. Republican Mary Miller, a representative for the Illinois 15th District, was contacted for a response but did not supply one in time for publication. She did post on her social media, I voted to keep the government open for our troops, seniors, and working families. Democrats voted to shut it down over illegal aliens and reckless spending. The last time the federal government shut down was in 2018, and it lasted 35 days during President Trump's first term in office. Next story is titled, Legal Show Helps Operation Honor Guard. And this again is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. Honoring the fallen military members with a fun time with Legos. On Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5, the American Legion Post 210 in Danville will host the Operation Honor Guard Lego show to raise funds for the Danville Honor Guard. Brian Stoltz is leading the event following a successful Lego event in May to raise money for Wreaths Across America. During that, he said they raised $1,200 and they hope to raise more this Saturday's event. Stoltz said he came up with the idea after speaking with a local funeral director. A few years ago, Rich Darby, our funeral director from Sunset, was doing a funeral for a veteran who had passed away in one of the hot summer months of the year, Stoltz said. He noticed the men and ladies with the Honor Guard uniforms were showing some wear and some mismatch that was occurring to one of those tongue-in-cheek. This don't look good. I'm going to help these folks solve this problem. Stoltz said while the Danville American Legion is in desperate need due to declining memberships, it's true all over the country. He stated that the cost of the uniform for one honor guard is $1,000. They posted they have been getting requests from all across the country, and if they were to fulfill all of the requests they had, that total comes to $3 million, said Stoltz about the estimated cost for the honor guards throughout the country. And Stoltz said the members go out often. Talking with Danville's American Legion Post 210, it is not uncommon for honor guard to go out four times in one week with a funeral detail, Stoltz said. So obviously the men and ladies of the honor guard just in Danville, they need to be laundered, cleaned, and ready to go for the next service, which could very well be the next day or 2 days out. Stoltz said he hopes the event will be as successful as one he hosted with his wife in May. It's not just limited to the kids. The kids at heart are more than welcome to sit down at the table and get their hands on some bricks and open up the creativity and plant some seeds and enjoy some time with Legos, said Stoltz, encouraging people to come out to the event. If you cannot make it but want to donate, contact the Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center in Danville. And there is a picture of Brian Stoltz shows off his Lego replica of Danville's National Cemetery, where more than 11,000 soldiers are interred in a May 2nd show at the Danville American Legion Post 210. This Saturday, Stoltz will be part of the Operation Honor Guard Lego show that will be held from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Post 210. Okay, there's only one obituary today. Starlet Joy Wright, 74, of Danville, passed away at 5:50 p.m. on September 26th at her home in Danville. A celebration of life for Starla will be held at 10 a.m. on Monday, October 6th at Sunset Funeral Home and Cremation Center at 3940 North Vermilion Street in Danville. Doug Knapp will officiate. Committal rites will be in the Danville Cemetery, National Cemetery, committal shelter at noon on Monday, October 6th. Visitation will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, October 5th at the funeral home. Memorials may be made in Starla's memory to the Hope Unlimited Church or the Mills Breast Institute. Next story is titled Sweet Adeline Set to Perform, and this is a staff reporter in Danville. The Danville Sweet Adeline presents When I Grow Up, I Want to Be this Saturday at the Danville Area Community College Bremers Theater. Admissions for the 3 p.m. show is $15 without dinner and $40 for the show and dinner, which will be served by Dog Pound Barbecue. For more information or to purchase tickets, call Maureen Hinkle at 217-474-0473. The performance is based on a third grade classroom where each student chorus member is participating in Career Day, where she portrays the career she wants to be when she grows up. The Sweet Adelines will be collecting school supplies at the door to donate to Danville's District 118, and each paid adult can bring one K through 12 student to the show at no charge. This does not include dinner. And there's a picture of members of the Sweet Adelines pose for a photo dressed in their costumes for Saturday's performance at the Bremer Theater on the campus of Danville Area Community College. Next story is Danville's residents encouraged to join Community Connect in Danville. The Danville Fire Department is launching a new Community Connect program to strengthen their commitment to safety. According to a news release, the Danville Fire Department exists to protect life, property, and the well-being of our community. Though unwavering commitment, skillful service, and relentless integrity. You are not just the people we serve, you are the reason we exist, Danville Fire Chief Aaron Marcotte said in the release. We will treat your emergencies like our own. We will show up with compassion, competence, and courage. We will be worthy of your trust every shift, every call, every time. The next Community Connect program, which just a few simple steps, will help the Danville Fire Department be more effective when seconds count. Residents are asked to create an account online at www.communityconnect.io/info/ill-danville. It only takes your email, phone number, and address. Then enter the information that matters the most, providing valuable information that can help the fire department respond more effectively in an emergency. Finally, keep it updated so that the emergency responders can always be prepared to protect you and your loved ones. According to the release, together we can ensure that when emergencies strike, we are ready with compassion, competence, and courage. For questions or additional information, please contact Tim McFadden, Danville Fire Inspector, by phone at 217-444-3791 or by email at tmcfadden@cityofdanville.org. Next is Turtle Run hosts coffee event with Mayor Williams in Danville. The City of Danville is pleased to introduce What's Brewing with Mayor Williams. In response to requests for more opportunities to engage with Ricky Williams Jr. and city leadership outside of council meetings, What's Brewing with Mayor Williams has been launched. This event is set for 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Monday, October 13th at Turtle Run Banquet Center located at 332 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Joining Mayor Williams will be Rihanna Aulis, Community Relations Administrator for Danville. Next story is Gaily Benefits Danville Birth Project, and this is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. The Danville Birth Project hosts their first fundraising event. The Golden Hour Gala is taking place from 6 to 9 p.m. this Friday at the Turtle Run Banquet Center. Organizers state in a release to expect a night of elegance, fellowship, food and drink, live music, and of course, dancing. We are incredibly excited to host our first ever gala, said Elizabeth Cannon, executive director. The funds raised at this event will be directly used to expand our services and reach more families, ensuring that they have the support they need during the beautiful but often challenging journey of childbirth and the postpartum period after. Mothers are often left needing more support that our fast-paced world no longer can accommodate, and we want to be there, be that pillar for them to lead on. Many people don't realize that some of these critical services are not covered under Medicaid, and even when they are, there's a lack of enrolled providers. Because we can't rely on Medicaid funding, we need to utilize community resources and private fundraising events and activities. This event and the support of our community will help us to achieve our goal of serving more families who are not privately insured, said Hannah Landis, the founder of the Danville Birth Project. Landis said the organization is a nonprofit that helps with reproductive care in all areas from prenatal to postpartum. She said the funds acquired from the Golden Hour Gala will be put towards things like doula support, childbirth education, and prenatal and postpartum resources. For more information about the Danville Birth Project for the Golden Hour Gala, head on over to their Facebook page or email at director@danvillebirthproject.org. Next story is titled Danville Man Charged in Hit and Run Accident, written by a staff reporter in Danville. A 35-year-old Danville man is facing charges after a hit and run traffic crash Sunday with a 14-year-old juvenile. George E. Atkinson, was taken into custody on preliminary charge of leaving the scene of an accident involving injury. According to the news report from the Danville Police Department, officers responded to a report of a hit-and-run traffic crash in the area of Bowman Avenue and Crestview Drive about 4:32 p.m. on Sunday. Upon arrival, they located a 14-year-old juvenile pedestrian that had been struck by a vehicle. Medical personnel transported the teen to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. While at the scene, officers were informed the vehicle involved had fled the scene and was last seen traveling eastbound on Crestview. According to the Deputy Chief's Joshua Webb, Danville Police installed an investigation initiated an investigation by interviewing a witness and reviewing footage from Flock traffic cameras. Through those efforts, Danville Police Department identified a 2013 Chevrolet Traverse as the suspect vehicle, as well as the license plate number registered to the owner. Officers located the vehicle at a residence on the 100 block of Nicholas Avenue, where they made contact with the driver. Atkinson was subsequently charged. Members of the public are reminded that a complaint is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty. The investigation into this incident continues. Anyone who has information regarding this incident is asked to call the Danville Police Department at 217-431-2250 or Vermilion County Crime Stoppers anonymously online at vccrimestoppers.org using the mobile app P3TIPS, or by calling 217-446-TIPS or 8477. Next is Danville man arrested in conjunction with last week's shooting, again by a staff reporter in Danville. A Danville man was arrested Monday in conjunction with last Thursday's shooting in the 500 block of Harvey Street. According to a news report from the Danville Police Department, Willie J. Danner, 31, met with detectives at the Public Safety Building around 12:40 p.m. on Monday. Danner was subsequently arrested and booked into the Vermilion County Jail on an outstanding warrant related to this case for aggravated battery with a firearm. In the original release from Friday, Deputy Chief Doug Miller stated the Danville Police responded to a residence in the 400 block of Beard Street in reference to a gunshot victim. Upon arrival, officers located a 33-year-old male with an apparent gunshot wound. The police discovered the shooting took place in the 500 block of Harvey Street. The victim was transported to a local hospital where he is treated and released for non-life-threatening injuries. According to the release, the officers started their investigation and a court-ordered search warrant was obtained for a residence on Harvey Street. The Danville Police Department Emergency Response Unit, known as ERU, executed the search warrant and secured the residence on Harvey Street. Members of the public are reminded that a complaint is merely an accusation. The defendant is presumed innocent until proven guilty. The investigation into the incident continues. If anyone has further information on this instance, please contact the Danville Police Department at 217-431-2250 or Vermilion County Crime Stalkers anonymously online at vccrimestoppers.org or using the mobile app P3TIPS or by calling 217-446-TIPS or 8477. Next story is Payne Avenue set to close on Thursday in Danville. The City of Danville announced on Wednesday that Payne Avenue from Harrison Street to North Street will be closed temporarily beginning at 6:30 a.m. on Thursday. Payne will remain closed until the work project is completed. Residents within the affected area will have access to their homes during the closure. Motorists and pedestrians are urged to use caution while traveling near roadway closure corridors. Okay, we'll read some local briefs. Nature at Night set for Kennekuk. The Vermilion County Conservation District is hosting Nature at Night series, Myths, Legends, and Lore, from 6 to 7:30 on Wednesday, October 8th, at Kennecott County Park, located at 22296 Henning Road in Danville. This program will begin with a presentation inside the Kennecott Education and followed by a guided hike outside under an almost full moon sky. We'll focus on famous Illinois cryptids and Illinois wildlife's myths and lore. Registration is limited. Cost is $5 per person. To sign up, go to natmyths.eventbrite.com. Children under 16 need to be accompanied by an adult. For more information, contact Lara Danzel at 217-442-1691 or by email at ldanzl@bccd.org. Church Plans Soup Supper, Union Corner United Methodist Church at 14158 Perryville Road in Danville, is hosting its annual chili and vegetable soup supper from 4 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, October 11th. The menu includes soup, pulled pork barbecue, hot dogs, desserts, and drinks. Takeouts are available. A free will offering will be accepted. Museum dinner set for October 12th. The Catlin Historical Society will be hosting their annual museum fall dinner on Sunday, October 12th. Meals will be served on the museum grounds from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Seating will be available in our cabin building. Museum member and chef Dennis Schmidt will cook chili and ham and bean soups over an open fire. Additional menu items will include barbecue, hot dogs, coney dogs, dessert, and drink. A free will donation will be taken. The museum buildings will be open for guests to tour. And library hosts used book sale. The Catlin Public Library is hosting a used book sale until Friday, October 31st. Hardbacks and paperbacks, nonfiction, fiction, children's books are all available for purchase. The cost of the books is a monetary donation supporting our programs. The Catlin Public Library is open from 9 to 5 on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 9 to 7 on Tuesdays and Fridays, and 9 to noon on Saturdays. Contact the Catlin Library at 217-427-2550 for more information. Additional details are available on our Catlin Public Library's Facebook page. Now, some community briefs. Carl Health Flu Clinics return in Urbana. Carl Health is hosting several community influenza flu vaccine clinics in October at Carl Urbana on Windsor, located at 1818 East Windsor Road in Urbana. These clinics will be from 8 to 4:30 p.m. on October 8th, 9th, 10th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and 21st. The Carl Danville Medical Office Center at the riverfront, located at 516 West Madison Street in Danville, is offering a drive-through clinic from 8 to 2 p.m. on October 4th. For more information, visit flucentral@carl.org about incoming flu clinics and local vaccinations. Sheriff Showcase comes to Danville. The Vermilion County Sheriff's announces its upcoming Sheriff's Showcase from 10 to 2 p.m. Saturday, October 4th, at the McDonald's, located at 3195 North Vermilion in Danville. This free, family-friendly event will give the community an opportunity to see specialized equipment up close and enjoy activities for all ages. Event highlights include ATVs and drone demonstrations, canine demonstrations, SWAT armored truck, along with search and rescue boats, DARE program information, free bicycle helmets and kids while supplies last, and McDonald's giveaways and prizes, including a chance to win a free bicycle. We are thrilled to partner with the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office for this event, said a Linders Family McDonald's spokesperson. It's a great way for families to connect with law enforcement and enjoy a day of fun and learning together. And Hawthorne Inn hosts open house. Hawthorne Inn of Danville will be hosting a 25-year-old open house on Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. This event is to celebrate the success of Hawthorne Inn of Danville. The public is invited to attend. Refreshments and tours will be part of the open house, located at 3222 Independence Drive in Danville. For more information or questions, contact Amy Thompson, Director of Marketing, at 217-431-1600, option 1. So that'll be it for today, Thursday, October 2nd, 2025. Looks like it's going to be another warm day. Maybe get a little rain this weekend, they say. I guess we can use it. I know it's pretty dry out there. So hopefully y'all have a good week, and I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.